24 minutes past the hour. Let's go to Jeff on line three. Jeff, you're on line tonight with David Lawrence. Hello, sir.
Hi, am I on, did you say?
Yes, you are.
Excellent. Hi. As you said, I'm Jeff. Nice to meet you, Dave.
Nice to meet you, too.
Well, let me just give you a little background, and then I'll explain the problem. My wife and I are web designers and developers since, like, 97.
Mm-hmm.
We have always been working out of the home, and we've been traditionally working on two Windows 2000 Pro systems, and we recently got a new system that has Windows XP Home.
Right.
Okay. Previously, we took the internet in, cable modem, through the hub, no problems, and we used Zone Alarm for our firewall.
Okay.
Excuse me. Now with the Windows XP Home, we have a problem because we were previously using NetBUI to network the two computers.
Yeah.
And now Home doesn't, you say, you're like, you probably know it doesn't come with NetBUI.
Well, you don't want to be using NetBUI anymore anyway because it's so easily exploitable. What you want to be using is TCP/IP.
I know, and we are. And we have it set up where we have internet sharing coming in through one of the Windows 2000 computers.
Why are you doing that as opposed to getting a router?
Well, that's what I probably just need to do is get a router.
Absolutely, for a number of reasons.
I mean, how much is a router, though?
$40.
$40, that's nothing.
Right. And that's like a well-appointed router. It's not even like a cheesy router. You could get wireless for $80. Ooh. But yeah, you want to have these machines peer-to-peer on a router because a router offers protection that, you know, a lot of people don't know about. In fact, we talk about this in 10 Quick Steps to Stopping Spam. If your machine's IP address is not available to the internet, then that means that people can drop all they want on your machine. If they can't get your internet protocol address, they can't make things pop up on your machine. And what a router does is it presents one IP address to the internet, and that's either a static or a dynamic IP address that's assigned by your cable company. Once that happens, all the rest of the IP addresses for your 2K machines and for your new XP machines are what are called internal IP addresses, usually 192.168.100 or 1.whatever. And you can assign them whatever you want. If you get a Linksys, it's usually assigned to 192.168.1.whatever.
0.1.
Yeah. But 0 is reserved for the router. It's reserved for getting in touch with the router. That's how you control the router, is through the web browser. But it's not going out on the internet. It's just going directly from your machine to the browser itself. So
for security reasons alone, I probably shouldn't be doing this. But
absolutely, absolutely.
It can be done, though, in the meantime, right?
No, it can't. If you want to mess around with it, it's more of an art than it is a science. I mean, you can follow the instructions verbatim and still not be successful. Frankly, the best thing for you to do is to set the alarm, get up at 10 o'clock, go to Best Buy, take advantage of the 4th of July sales, and get yourself a Linksys router and be done with it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really the right way to do it. Plus, your speed will increase.
I bet. Yeah, it's an incredibly intermittent problem on the two computers that are sharing the internet.
Right. So you want to go with a router. That's actually,
you need to know Zone Alarm, and there's like all these preferences that I need to just get in there.
Right. And you can find out more about Zone Alarm by going to Steve Gibson's sites, but even he's not recommending Zone Alarm anymore.
Oh, really?
Once you decide you're going to do this, go to grc.com, and he'll show you how to shut off NetBUI and do things the right way. So grc.com.
Cool. Hey, can I plug my web design company?
Sure, you go right ahead.
jbinteraction.com.
There you go.
B as in Bravo.
Now, be aware. Thank you. I appreciate it. Now, be aware, he's using Windows machines. So, you know. I mean, you know, as a Mac purist for doing web design, he's using Windows machines. So, you know, at your own risk. I'm getting these evil eye stares from Lily. Oh, no, he's fine. He's fine. He's going to be just fine with those Windows machines as soon as he gets a router. All right, back in a moment with more online tonight.
This is Radio 720 WGN.